我今天我的讲题是夫妻的角色和责任。
And the title today is The Role and Responsibility of Husbands and Wives.
我虽然跟母亲没有直接的关系。
Even though there's not direct relationship between mothers.
但是间接的我觉得还有些关系。
But indirectly it is related.
我们看以弗所书第五章第二十二节第三二十二到三十三节。
And let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5 verses 22 to 33.
Chapter 5, 第五章。以弗所书第五章第二十二节到三十三节，我们一起来看。你们做妻子的，当顺服自己的丈夫，如同顺服主，因为丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头。他又是教会全体的救主，教会怎样顺服基督，妻子也要怎样凡事顺服丈夫。你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己，要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污。皱纹等类的病乃是圣灵没有瑕疵的，丈夫也当照样爱妻子，如同爱自己的身子，爱妻子便是爱自己了。从来没有人恨恶自己的身子，总是保养顾惜，正像基督待教会一样，因我们是他身体的肢体，为这个缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体，这是极大的奥秘。但我是只做基督和教会说的。然而你们个人要都当爱妻子，如同爱自己一样，妻子也当敬重她的丈夫。
Wives, be subject to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ also is the head of the church, he himself being the Savior of the body. But as the church is subject to Christ, so also the wives ought to be to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her, so that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, that he might present to himself the church in all her glory, having no spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she would be holy and blameless. So husbands ought also to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his own wife loves himself.For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes it and cherishes it, just as Christ also does the church, because we are members of his body. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and shall be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. This mystery is great, but I am speaking with reference to Christ and the church. Nevertheless, each individual among you also is to love his own wife even as himself.And the wife must see to it that she respects her husband.
那么1981年有一条重大的世界新闻。
In 1981, there was a great world news.
然后无论是报章或者电视。
Whether in the newspaper or on TV.
都可以看到。
You could see it.
那么当年的7月29日。有一个宣传非常广的一个婚礼在英国举行。
And, in that year, July 29th, there was a greatly broadcasted, wedding in England.
那么英国的王子查理跟这个戴安娜公主结合成为一对夫妇。
It was, Prince Charles and Diana being married.
那么当天的这个婚礼非常的隆重。
And the wedding was very grand.
那么大约有2500名贵宾来聚集在这个圣保罗大教堂参加这个婚礼。
So there were about 2,500 dignitaries gathered together at St. Paul's Cathedral.
我们在朝向这个大教堂的走道上。
And the road that led to the cathedral.
然后两边都放了大概有4500盆的这个鲜花。
And there were about 4,500 containers of fresh flowers along the way.
我们现场有75位这个技术人员负责传达这个现场的婚礼。
And there were 75 technicians responsible for the live broadcast.
我们以致世界各地的人可以观赏这个很隆重的一个婚礼。
So that people throughout the world could watch this wedding.
那么全世界估计有7亿五千万的人在观看这个婚礼。
And was estimated 750 million people watched the wedding.
那么对于很多人来说，这个是一个现今的一个神话故事。
And to many people, this was as a modern day fairy tale.
一个王子跟一个很漂亮的女孩在一个大教堂结合成为一对夫妻。
A prince and a very beautiful girl being married in a huge church.
然后从此以后快快乐乐过一生。
And they will live happily ever after.
很多人很羡慕这一个婚礼。
Many people were very jealous and looked up to this wedding.
好像一个在天堂的一个婚礼一样。
It's as though it's a marriage made in heaven.
但是很可悲的。
But sadly,
这个被看为是一个神话故事的一个婚礼。
What was considered as a fairy tale wedding.
竟成为一个噩梦。
Turned into a nightmare.
后来这对夫妻他们的关系越来越不好。
And the relationship between the couple deteriorated.
丈夫跟妻子有婚外情。
The husband and wife both had extramarital affairs.
然后最后离婚了。
And finally they divorced.
那婚姻不是一般人所想象的一个神话故事。
Marriage is not what people usually think of as a fairy tale.
然后从此以后快快乐乐的过一生。
And they live happily ever after.
我记得有一位牧师这么说。
I remember a pastor once said,
他说在还没有结婚之前,
that before getting married,
好像天使一样,
the person is as an angel,
结婚之后好像魔鬼一样,
and after being married, the person becomes the devil.
好的婚姻必须要下功夫,
a good marriage, you must put in effort,
不是自然得来的,
it's not something that just comes naturally.
那么今天所看的经文教导做夫妻的要遵守神的话语。
And what we read today teaches us the responsibilities of marriage through God's word.
那么神在他的话里面规定一对夫妻当尽的责任。
And through God's word, God gives us the responsibility of the husband and wife.
那么一对夫妻有好的婚姻，是因为他们明白这个神所托付给他们的责任和这个角色。
And so, for a marriage to be a good marriage, everyone has to recognize God's given role and responsibility.
今早上我们所看那段经文描述到一个基督徒一个婚姻的一个图画。
And the passage that we read represents the picture of a Christian marriage.
我们这段经文让我们看到神在夫妻身上所设立的一个角色和责任。
And so this passage tells us the role and responsibility that God has established in a Christian marriage.
那么在我们还没有看详细的探讨这段经文之前，
And before we look at this passage in detail,
让我们来看保罗在上文所说的。
Let's see what Paul was saying previous to this passage.
那么所谓上文就是第五章第十九节到二十一节。
And the passage we're going to look at is Ephesians 5, 19 to 21.
那么这段经文谈到一个圣灵充满的一个生命。
And here it talks about a life that's filled with the Spirit.
然后保罗说一个圣灵充满的一个生命的人。
Paul says a person who's filled with the Spirit
是一个有喜乐的人。
It's one a person with joy
是一个会感恩的人。
It's one who would give thanks
是一个 彼此顺服的人。
It's one who will be subject to one another.
所以以弗所书第五章第二十一节跟刚才今天早上我们读那段经文有很密切的关系。
So Ephesians 21 is very much related to the passage that we read today.
所以五章二十一节说又当存敬畏基督的心彼此顺服。
And so in Ephesians 5:21 it says, and be subject to one another in the fear of Christ.
所以当我们存着这个彼此顺服的心的时候
So when we have a heart that is in subjection to one another,
我将会带来和谐和合意。
It will bring about unity and harmony.
那么今天的社会特别是西方的社会美国的社会强调女人要平等。
And so, today, in today's society, there's much emphasis on equality.
所以平等跟这个彼此顺服不一样。
Equality is very different from being subject to one another.
因为平等会引起个人那种斗争。
So, because the sense of equality would cause fights between people.
那平等不会以这个爱做出发点。
Equality does not, the starting point of equality is not love.
但是彼此顺服不会争取个人的权利。
But being in subjection to one another causes us not to fight for our own rights.
而会互相的资助。
But we would be in support of one another.
因为彼此顺服是一个爱心的表现。
Because being in subjection to one another is an expression of love.
所以在我们理解今天我们所看这段经文之前
So before we consider the passage today
我们必须要明白三点
We must understand three points
那么第一夫妻的关系是建立在他们与神之间的关系
First, the relationship between couples is established on the relationship that they have with God
以基督作为他们的榜样
That Christ is their example.
所以第24节跟25节保罗这么说。
So in verses 24 and 25, Paul says,
他说教会怎样顺服基督妻子也要怎样凡事顺服丈夫。
But as the church is subject to Christ, so also the wives ought to be to their husbands in everything.
你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子正如基督爱教会为教会舍己。
Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her.
那么第二点，今天我们所看的经文不是强调平等。
And secondly, the passage that we read today does not emphasize equality.
而是谈到丈夫他们的责任还有他们的这个角色。
But the roles and responsibility of husbands.
那么第三点，保罗说。
Thirdly, Paul says,
那么丈夫跟妻子必须要顺从神的命令。
Husband and wives must obey the commands of God.
他们应当扮演自己的角色和尽自己的责任。
They must take up on the role and responsibilities that God has given.
那么今天我们所看的经文不是用来对付我们的配偶。
The passage that we're looking at today is not something that we ought to use against our spouse.
所以妻子不可以对丈夫说你为什么不爱我
So wives cannot tell their husbands why don't you love me
然后丈夫也不可以跟妻子说你为什么不顺服我
And husbands cannot tell their wives why are you not in subjection to me
所以今天的经文是说针对这个丈夫和妻子个人的角色和责任
And so this is speaking to the husband and the wives for their individual roles and responsibilities
那么如果要有一个美好的婚姻
If you're to have a good marriage,
然后夫妻必须要按照神的方法
The husband and wife must use God's ways.
所以在22节、23节保罗这么说
So in verses 22 and 23 Paul says,
他说你们做妻子的当顺服自己的丈夫如同顺服主因为丈夫是妻子的头如同基督是教会的头他又是教会全体的救主。
Wives, be subject to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ also is the head of the church, he himself being the savior of the body.
那么顺服这个观念在现今的社会已经失去了它的意义。
Be subject to another has in our modern society has lost its meaning.
而且不被人接受。
And it's not accepted in general.
所以这个女人人权运动在19世纪和20世纪初期已经开始了。
And women's liberation movement started in the 19th century and the early 20th century.
所以在60年代在70年代的再次被兴起来。
And in the 60s and 70s, once again it was revived.
那么这个运动在给家庭和婚姻很大的冲击。
And this movement brought about much harm to families.
那么特别是基督徒的家庭和婚姻。
Especially, the families and marriages of Christians.
那么圣经说你们做妻子的当顺服自己的丈夫如同顺服主。
And the Bible tells us wives be subject to your own husbands as to the Lord.
但是女人人权运动却强调女人要平等。
But the women's liberation movement emphasized women's equality.
那么这种观念跟圣经所说的完全的相反。
And such view is in opposition to what Bible says.
那么22节所说的顺服到底是什么意思?
And what is the meaning of be subject to your own husbands?
那么顺服是否是我叫你去做什么你就做什么?
Does that mean that whatever I tell you to do, you do?
那么我叫你去偷你就去偷。
I tell you to go and steal something, you have to go and steal something.
这个不是圣经所说的顺服。
That's not what the Bible speaks of when it speaks of be subject to your own husband.
因为根据以弗所书第五章22节到24节的意思。
But because in Ephesians, the meaning here.
因为妻子顺服的丈夫好像他顺服主一样。
That wives be subject to your own husbands as to the Lord.
或者是好像教会怎样顺服基督一样。
Just as how the church is in subjection to Christ.
所以当丈夫按照圣经的教导去行事的时候。
So when the husband uses, do things according to scripture.
然后妻子应当顺服丈夫。
The wives ought to be subject to her husband.
那么虽然以弗所书第五章第24节这么说凡事顺服丈夫。
And even though in verse 24 it says that be subject to their husbands in everything.
但是这个凡事是指合乎圣经教导的事情。
But speaking of things that are in accordance to scripture.
那么除此之外妻子也要顺服丈夫因为第23节说。
And besides this, in verse 23 it says,
因为丈夫是妻子的头如同基督是教会的头他又是教会全体的救主。
For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ also is the head of the church, he himself being the savior of the body.
那么这节经文经常被误解。
And this verse oftentimes is misinterpreted.
然后一般的人都认为这个头是一个做领袖或者做老板的。
And oftentimes people think of the head as being the leader or the boss.
然后领袖的或者老板说的。
Whatever the leader or the boss says.
所有的人必须要顺服。
Everyone must obey.
不然的话 you are fired.
要不然你被开除了。
我们在这个建筑工程里面。
And in a construction projects.
然后通常有一位工头。
Usually there's a foreman.
然后工人必须要听从工头的吩咐和指挥。
And all the workers must listen to the foreman and all that he says.
但是以弗所书第五章第23节所说的头不是这个意思。
But in Ephesians 5:23, the head that he's speaking of is not the same thing.
那么当圣经谈到这个领袖的时候。
When the Bible speaks of leaders.
不是一般属世的人所认为的那个领袖。
It's not the same type of leader that the world sees.
那么圣经说当一个人要做领袖的时候。
And the Bible says that if someone wants to be a leader,
他必须要成为一个仆人,
he must become a servant,
去服侍别人,
to serve others.
所以以弗所书第五章第二三节所说的头就是这个意思。
So in Ephesians 5:23, the head here is such.
丈夫不是一位老板,
the husband is not the boss,
也不是一个 独裁主义的人。
And he's not the dictator.
他是家里的仆人领袖。
He is the servant leader of the home.
我们圣经说妻子应当顺服这个头。
And the Bible tells us that wives ought to be subject to their husbands.
我们旧约圣经里面谈到一位女人。
In the Old Testament, it speaks of a woman.
她叫莎拉。
Her name is Sarah.
我们莎拉顺服亚伯拉罕。
And Sarah obeyed, Abraham.
因为亚伯拉罕是一个敬畏神的人。
Because Abraham was a man who feared God.
亚伯拉罕是一位充满信心的人。
Abraham was a man of faith.
所以在我们往前看的时候，彼得前书第三章第一节到第六节。
And, when we look forward to, 1 Peter 3.
我形容到一位妻子，顺服丈夫的一个生命。
It speaks of a life of a woman who, who is in subject to her husband.
那么这段经文谈到妻子应当有贞洁的品行和敬畏的心。
And here it speaks of a wife having a, pure heart.
她不以自己的外表来作为这个装饰。
And she does not use the outward adornment.
而是以里面存着长久温柔安静的心为装饰。
But she uses the godly and peaceful heart in her heart as adornment.
然后在这个提多书第二章也谈到。
In Titus 2:5 it also speaks.
这里劝勉一个年长的姐妹如何去帮助指导一个年轻的姐妹在生活上应当做的。
And here it exhorts the older women to how to teach younger women to live out their lives.
她们应当谨守贞洁，料理家务，待人有恩，顺服自己的丈夫，免得神的道里被毁谤。
They need to be sensible, pure, workers at home, kind, being subject to their own husbands, so that the word of God will not be dishonored.
所以这两处经文都劝勉做妻子的应当顺服自己丈夫。
So here in the two parts, it also exhorts women to be subject to their own husbands.
然后不单要顺服。
And not only this.
那么在生活上也要有贞洁的品行和敬畏的心。
And that, in their hearts, life, they must be pure and, reverent.
他们应当以里面存着这个长久的温柔。
And that they need to have the gentleness that's from within.
安静的心作为他们的装饰。
And peaceable heart as their adornments.
那么这些美德在神的面前是尊贵的。
And all these virtues are precious before God.
所以这个女人人权运动强调女人要平等。
So with the women's liberation movement emphasized equality of women.
但是今天我们所看的经文不是谈到这个平等。
But the passage that we look at today is not concerned about equality.
而是谈到夫妻他们的责任和他们的角色。
Instead, it's the role and responsibility of husband and wife.
那么顺服丈夫有时候在世人的眼中看为好像被贬低一样。
And be subject to a husband, in the world's view is as though the person has been degraded.
但是从圣经的角度来看。
But from biblical perspective.
却是尊贵的。
It's precious.
所以第二十一节劝导我们要彼此顺服。
So in verse 21, it exhorts people to be subject to each other.
无论是做妻子或者做丈夫的都应当彼此顺服。
Whether husband or wives, they need to be subject to one another.
就是好像一个仆人去服侍别人一样。
Just as a servant serving one another.
所以保罗在腓立比书第二章第七节这么说。
So Paul says in Philippians 2:7.
他说反倒虚己起了奴仆的形象成为人的样式。
But emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant and being made in the likeness of men.
还有他在第九节他这么说，所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名。
And verse 9, for this reason also God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name.
所以做妻子有他的责任和角色。
So as a wife, there's role and responsibility.
但是做丈夫的也有他的角色和他的责任。
But as a husband, there's also the role and responsibility.
我们做妻子的要顺服的自己的丈夫，这个是圣经的教导。
And wives need to be in subject to their husband. That's a biblical teaching.
然后同样的，丈夫要爱自己的妻子。
Likewise, husbands need to love their wives.
那么这个也是圣经的教导。
And this is also a biblical teaching.
所以在五章第二十五节这么说。
So in chapter 5 verse 25 it says,
你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her.
所以爱的意义是什么？
So what is the meaning of love?
我们爱在现今的社会和文化当中。
And the love in today's society and culture.
然后一般都被看为好像是好莱坞那种爱一样。
It's viewed as a kind of a Hollywood type of love.
我们从小就被灌输这种观念。
We were filled with this view from youth.
无论是西方或者东方的电影和歌曲。
Whether it's a Western or Eastern movies or music.
把这个爱形容成好像个罗曼蒂克的一种感受。
It describes this love as a romantic feeling.
我记得在这个70年代后期的时候，有一首英文歌曲叫做 Feeling.
In the late 70s, there's an English song called Feeling.
会不会唱这首歌？
Do you know this song?
不晓得你们是否有看过琼瑶所写的那些小说。
And I don't know if you read some novels.
或者是林青霞或者林凤娇跟秦祥林所拍的电影。
Or some romantic movies, Chinese ones.
那么这些小说和电影把这个爱描述成为一个罗曼蒂克的一种感受。
These books and movies describe love as a romantic feeling.
我记得在初中的时候有一位同学。
I remember in junior high there was a classmate.
然后看了这个林凤娇跟秦祥林所拍的一部电影。
She watched one of these romantic movies.
我从电影映出来的时候。
And when she left the movie theater.
然后感觉到飘飘然的。
She felt like though she was floating on clouds.
所以爱的含义到底是什么？
So what is the meaning of love?
然后很可惜的英文跟中文只有一个字来形容这个爱。
Unfortunately, English and Chinese only has one word for love.
但是在希腊文却有三个字形容爱。
But in Greek, there's three words that describe love.
Agape, Phileo, and Eros.
Agape, Phileo, and Eros.
那么这三种爱有不同的意思。
And these three words have different meanings.
因为 Eros 是指男女之间的爱，或者性爱，或者罗曼蒂克的爱。
Eros means the love that's between man and woman. It could be a romantic love or it could be a sexual attraction.
那么这个 Phileo 呢，是指在朋友之间那种爱。
And Phileo is love between friends.
然后这个 Agape 是圣经所强调的一种爱。
And agape is the emphasis in scripture.
所以在约翰福音第三章第十六节说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So in John 3:16 it says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
这个爱是 agape.
And this love is agape.
然后我们看哥林多前书第十三章第四节到第八节。
And we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verses 4-8.
爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶。
Love is patient, love is kind, and is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant, does not act unbecomingly, it does not seek its own, is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered.
然后不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理，凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐，爱是永不止息。
does not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails.
那么这个是圣经所说的 agape。
This is what Bible speaks of in terms of agape.
所以以弗所书第五章第二十五节保罗这么说。
So Ephesians 5:25, Paul says,
你们做丈夫的要 agape 你们的妻子，正如基督 agape 教会，为教会舍己。
Husbands, agape your wives just as Christ also agape the church and gave himself up for her.
那么圣经讲到主耶稣如何为教会牺牲。
And the Bible speaks of how Christ has sacrificed himself for the sake of the church.
我们讲到主耶稣如何爱教会。
And speaks of how Jesus loved the church.
因为他爱教会，他不计较他们的过犯。
And because he loved the church, he did not take into account their offenses.
那么牺牲了自己，死在十字架上。
And sacrifice himself to die on the cross.
使我们得到这个永生的生命。
So that we could receive eternal life.
那么因此丈夫应当爱妻子，好像基督爱教会一样。
Thus, husbands ought to love their wives just as Christ also loved the church.
为教会舍己。
And gave himself up for her.
那么就是这个就是以弗所书第五章第二十五节所说的爱。
And this is the love that Ephesians 25 talks about.
那么很多婚姻破裂，很多婚很多离婚。
There's many broken marriages and divorces.
啊，是因为婚姻建立在这个所谓的 eros 或者这个一见钟情的那种爱。
And it's because the marriage was based on the eros type of love or love at first sight type of love.
那么通常在婚礼的时候，新郎跟新娘都会做这个许愿。
And oftentimes at a wedding, the husband wife would make a wedding vow.
我某某人把我献给你，成为终身的伴侣。
I so and so give myself to you as a lifeline lifetime companion.
无论是病痛、身体健康
，whether through sickness and in health，
快乐或悲伤
，happiness or sorrow，
贫穷或富裕
，whether poor or rich，
我仍然爱你
，I will love you，
啊，直到我们离开世界
，till we are separated in this world。
如果每一对夫妻都遵守这个许愿
，if every husband and wife would follow this vow,
就没有人会离婚了。
And then no one would be divorced.
那婚姻不只是一个委身，也是一个牺牲。
And not only is marriage's self-giving, it's also a sacrifice.
所以这里说，你们做丈夫的要爱你们妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
And so here it says that, husband, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her.
然后二十八节保罗这么说。
And in verse 28, Paul says,
丈夫也当照样爱妻子，如同爱自己的身子，爱妻子便是爱自己了。
So husbands ought also to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his own wife loves himself.
那么可见这种爱是一种委身和一种牺牲。
So this is selfless and sacrificial type of love.
而不是一种感受。
It's not a feeling.
那么主耶稣对教会的爱是我们没有办法去想象的。
The love that Christ has for the church is one that we cannot even imagine.
他的爱成为做丈夫和做妻子的一个榜样。
And his love has become the model for the husband loving their wives.
因为他的爱是没有条件的。
Because his love is unconditional.
虽然我们的过犯，他仍然爱我们。
In spite of our offenses, he still loves us.
那么在旧约圣经里有一位先知叫做何西亚。
In the Old Testament, there was a prophet named Hosea.
那么何西亚娶了一个太太叫做歌篾。
And Hosea took a wife named Gomer.
那么后来歌篾他们离家出走，成为一个淫妇。
And Gomer left her family and became a prostitute.
那么当时耶和华神对何西亚说
，But at that time God tells Hosea，
你要爱你的妻子，把她找回来。
You must love your wife and bring her back。
那么何西亚对哥灭的爱代表耶和华神对以色列人的爱。
And Hosea's love for Gomer represents God's love for Israel.
那同样的，丈夫应当爱妻子，如同耶稣基督爱教会一样。
Likewise, husbands ought to love their wives just as Christ loved the church.
那么今天我们所看那段经文最后一句。
And the passage that we read today, the last part.
五章三十三节这么说。
Chapter 5 verse 33 says,
然而你们个人都当爱妻子如同爱自己一样，妻子当敬重她的丈夫。
Nevertheless, each individual among you also is to love his own wife even as himself, and the wife must see to it that she respects her husband.
那么这节经文说明做丈夫和做妻子的责任和角色。
So this passage speaks ofThe role and responsibility of husbands and wives.
丈夫爱妻子。
The husband is to love their wives.
妻子敬重丈夫。
And the wife is to respect her husband.
这个是圣经的教导。
This is a biblical teaching.
我们在这个希腊人的历史里面有一个故事。
In the Greek history, there's a story.
一位将军的妻子被判死刑。
General's wife was sentenced to death.
因为她做了背叛这个王的事情。
Because she did something that was rebellious towards the king.
那么起初这位将军不知道所发生的事情。
Initially, the general did not know what happened.
那么当他知道后，他立刻赶去见王。
But when he found out, he went to see the king.
他去求王就是保守他妻子的生命。
He went to beg the king for the life of his wife.
他说王啊求你拿我的生命。
He said, King, please take my life.
保留我妻子的生命。
But, help her keep her life.
那么这个王听了之后。
And after the king heard this.
其实这位王是圣经里面记载的基路士王。
This is King Cyrus that's recorded in scripture.
我们在历史里面记载，这个基路士王是一个有尊贵而且仁慈的一位王。
And history tells us that King Cyrus was a noble and merciful king.
所以王听了这位丈夫之后
，And after the king heard the husband，
那么他觉得这种爱不应当让死亡临到他的身上。
He thought that such love does not deserve death.
然后后来王就免了他的妻子的生命。
So the king pardoned and spared the life of the wife.
而把这位妻子交回给他的丈夫。
And restored the wife to her husband.
所以当他们离开的时候。
So as they were leaving.
丈夫就对妻子说。
The husband told the wife.
他说你是否看到王的是多么的仁慈。
Do you not see how merciful the king is?
然后妻子对丈夫说。
But the wife told her husband,
我没有注意到王所做的。
I did not notice what the king has done.
我只看到那位愿意为我死的。
I only saw the man who was willing to die for me.
所以教会怎样顺服基督，妻子也要怎样凡事顺服丈夫。
So just as the church is in subjection to Christ,The wife should be as to her husband.
你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
And husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her.
然后最后一节三十三节。
And finally,
我想这节经文可以说是保罗在这段经文所做的一个结论。
And this is a conclusion that Paul comes to for this passage.
然而你们个人都当爱妻子如同爱自己一样。
Nevertheless, each individual among you also is to love his own wife even as himself.
妻子也当敬重她的丈夫。
And the wife must see to it that she respects her husband.
所以这个爱和敬重是一个很重要的一个观念。
So love and respect are very important concepts.
如果每一对基督徒夫妻明白这个观念的话，
If every Christian couple understands this concept,
将会有一个很美好的一个婚姻。
They will have a wonderful marriage.
让我们用一点点时间来思想今天的信息，让我们安静在神的面前。
Let's quiet our hearts and use some time to meditate on today's message.
我们今天所看的经文是向丈夫和妻子所说的。
The passage that we looked at today is speaking to husband and wives.
就是做丈夫的要负起这个责任和这个角色。
And husbands must take on this responsibility.
我们做妻子的也要负上这个责任和这个角色。
And wives must take on the role and responsibility as well.
我们圣经说，做丈夫的、做妻子的要听从神的话语。
And the Bible tells us that we need to listen to God's word.
彼此的顺服。
And being subject to one another.
这个是圣经的教导。
And this is a biblical teaching.
亲爱的父神，求你帮助我们。
Dear Heavenly Father, please help us.
帮助我们学习耶稣基督的榜样。
Help us to learn from the example of Christ.
也求主你帮助我们专心的仰望耶稣。
And also help us to keep our eyes on Christ.
让他成为我们生命的引导。
That he may lead our lives.
在我们所做的一切事情上。
In all that we do.
都顺服他的旨意。
That we will obey His will.
求主你帮助我们。
Please help us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.